on your door. It's a great thing. A mitzvah, it's a good deed. You get protection. And the person even gave her a mezuzah to put on. And he showed me not only the case, but also the parchment to put the case. But she didn't know how to do it, so she asked me to please put up the mezuzah for her. So, luckily, I thought of a simple question. Are you Jewish? And she said, no. So here is my shayla. What is the halacha? That when a non-Jew wants to put up a mezuzah, there are basically three choices. Either it's wonderful, they're doing a mitzvah, okay. They don't have to do it, but nice thing. Either it's narishkeit, nothing, meaningless, waste of time, or it's an aveira. So I did not exactly have my svarim with me, but I was inclined to think that it's probably one of the last two. So I finally declined, and I sort of discouraged her from putting it up. But that was the question. So came home, and I wanted to look up the shayla. What is halacha? Is there an Indian for a non-Jew to put up a mezuzah? And in general, for doing mitzvahs. So there is a Rambam, which does happen to relate. It does sound like he's talking about this a little bit. I'm sure the mezuzah at least got answered. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachot says Benaya, for our purposes, we'll translate as a non-Jew, maybe not exact translation, but okay. Shabbat Salat of Mitzvah. He wants to do a mitzvah, Mishar mitzvah, some other mitzvahs besides the Zion mitzvahs, I'll tell you. Kidei the Kabbalah Star. His motivation is to give reward. Ain't by himself. You don't have to stop him. Another Shabbos, there's a special halacha that a guy wants to keep Shabbos, we don't let him. But by regular mitzvahs, there's no aveira. Okay. So he doesn't say whether they should, he just says we let them. The Radbaz, who says on the side, very interesting Radbaz, he says in the third line, the last word in the third line, umikomakom, the mitzvah shesrifas kedusha tyra, those mitzvahs that need holiness and tyra, purity, he goes still in Sefer Torah mezuzah. Not so clear what Sefer Torah is. Apparently it sounds like having a Sefer Torah in your house, it sounds like. And the Kotei Ma'afer, I'm inclined to be Ma'afer, Shaniya Chosem Ba'asayisim. So he says explicitly, it happens on my Shaila, that mezuzah is a different than other mitzvahs, mezuzah, tefillin, and Sefer Torah, that there's actually an Isser. We don't to allow a goy to do it. Interesting, because there's a special Kedusha V'tayra. We don't usually think about that, and we put up our mezuzah, that there's some kind of our house has to be Kaddish. But that's what he's saying, that it's not, it's a bizayim to put a mezuzah on a goy's house, because the house doesn't have that kedusha. And when we put a mezuzah on the Jewish house, it becomes just a certain kedusha on the house. And therefore, it's proper to put a mezuzah on a Jewish house. It's a chiyuv, obviously. But on a non-Jewish house, it would be wrong. Which means, halal kalamaisa, for sure, it would be, in my case, it would have been wrong to put the mezuzah on the door. It would be wrong if you're putting tefillin on people. If the person's not Jewish, that would be wrong. He says the Beirish, and somehow say the Torah too. But the Radbaz and the Rambam is ambiguous. What about other mitzvahs? It's basically clear that other mitzvahs, besides basically tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah, there's no iser. The question is there a mitzvah? Is there an inyan? Superficially, it would sound like there is. The goy is doing it because he wants to get smart. But it could be the goy is doing it for that reason, but he's mistaken. The rabbi's not clear. The goy sees that the Jews are doing it, so he wants to get smart. So he also wants to get smart. It doesn't say explicitly in the rabbi that you really do get smart. So from this rabbi, it's somewhat unclear. The only thing we can clearly glean from this rabbi is that tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, a goy is not allowed to do. By other mitzvahs, it's unclear. Is it, again, our two choices? Either it's just a waste of time, or really the goy is getting sharp. Just to explain what the suffix is, we have a Gemara in Kedushin, that discusses the topic of Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa. The person is not obligated. The Gemara there brings an opinion that a blind person is Potter from Mitzvah's Esa Shazmai Brahma. Halacha, we do not pass in that way. Pashas, that's what it seems like from the Arachayim, or Magen Avram seems to say that. But there was such an opinion that a blind person is Potter only from Mitzvah's Esa Shazmai Brahma, those Mitzvah's essays that have a time like a woman. So the Gemara pretty much says that if a Summa, even according to that opinion, would do Mitzvah's Esa Shazmai Brahma, it's a good thing, and it's in the concept of an Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa. You're not obligated, but you do it. Taisus there in Shainim apply it to a woman. A woman, even though she's not obligated on mitzvahs that have an essay that at the time, she's not obligated on Shaif, on Lulav, Sphere to Omer, whatever. But if she wants to do it, she could do it. And it's a good thing, Pashtun. It's Omer, it's a question, but with the bracha, but this definitely, if he wants to do it, it's a good thing. It's an Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa. So the question would be, is a non-Jew the same thing? It's not exactly a good comparison, because according to at least many Rishayim, and that's at least a Minhag Ashkenaz, when a woman does a mitzvah seseh shazman drama, she makes the bracha. The prophet Asher Kedishana Mitzvah Zavitzivana. So that means that even the woman, to some extent, has a tzivana. It's almost like she's given the tzivui, and then she's given an excuse, an exception. But the tzivui is like, she's part of Klal Yisrael, the tzivui goes on her. And then Hashem came along and said, okay, but women are potter, but she's included in the tzivana. So then it makes much more sense that there's a mitzvah. A goy definitely does not have tzivana. What would be more comparable is we find many places in Chumash Bereishis that it says that the others kept all the mitzvahs. Yaakov Avinu said, in love and guarding, the Taryag mitzvah shamarti. Now the question is, without getting into on a different topic, what was the halachic status of the others? So without going off on too much of a tangent, but that we know is those parshas drachim, the gigantic machlekas in the Rishayim. We have in parshas Emor, but that's sort of somewhat relating to this week's parsha, that the mystery that Moshe killed is the one that was Mizana with Dibri, with Shlambas Dibri, and the Pasuk says in Emor, it says that this Ben Isha Yisraelis, there was this son of a Jewish woman who was, the father was a Mitzri. And it says, the Pasuk says, Vayetze Ben Isha Yisraelis, who Ben Isha Yisraelis, Bitok Bnei Israel. So Rashi says that he was Megayer. So Rabban asked the question, why did he have to be Megayer? His mother was Jewish. So the Ramban says that he did not really have to be Megayer. Rashi is lav dafka. Rashi doesn't really mean Gairis. But the Ramban brings the Sfardim, the Bali Tosfos, that says that he needed Gairis. So this is the Fay Matan Torah. And the Jews, till Matan Torah, had a din of a Jew is you go by the mother for Yichud. But by Goyim, for Yichus, you go by the father. So the Sfaradim say that since this was before Matan Torah, the Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim had a halacha of Goyim, and therefore Yichus goes after the father, and this child was not considered a Jew, and therefore he needed Geirus. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says once Avram Avinu got a bris milah, he was considered Jewish. So there's basically a machlekes between the Bali Taisus and the Ramban. When did Klal Yisrael start being Jews? Did they start being considered Jews once Avraham Avinu got a bris milah? That's Ramban Shita. Or did they start being considered Jews from the Har Sinai? So according to Taisus, that they were only Jews at Har Sinai. So that means before Har Sinai, they had the halachic status of Goyim. And yet, we know that they all kept the mitzvahs, or all these others. kept the mitzvahs in the realm of an Eino Mitzvah B'Aisa. So you see at least a sort for a non-Jewish person, because Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, according to Tosafos, were not considered Jewish. They are halachic status of a non-Jew. Would come to Yichud, you would go after the father, not the mother. And yet, they kept the mitzvah. So you see that it's a good thing for a non-Jew to keep the mitzvah. Obviously, it's not the best proof, because you can't compare a regular goy to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's not the best proof. But there is such an easy concept. So that was the question. The question is, do we say Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa by a non-Jew? If a non-Jew does a mitzvah, do we say that he's doing, if he wants to keep the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, Shiluach HaKan, whatever, some, you know, that which is not necessarily a mitzvah sikhli, a mitzvah sikhli would be different maybe, but a mitzvah is not sikhli, it's not logical from our own, we need the Torah to tell it to us. So if a non-Jew wants to keep a mitzvah, do we say he gets reward, like Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov got reward that they kept the mitzvahs, Tarya mitzvah shamati, because it's Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa? Or do we say that it's meaningless? Not that, obviously it's not an Aveira, but it's meaningless. So it's very interesting in the Makairis, is there's a Mishnah in Trumas, that says that if a Nafri, a non-Jew, goes ahead and gives Truma, the Truma works. It's Truma. Then the Rambam, in his Peres Mishnayos, Rambam wrote numerous Svarim. One of his earliest Svarim was the Peres Mishnayos, was written in Arabic. But it was translated many numerous times. But this we're here near the early translation, around the 1200s, whatever. So he says, Hanokrin, Ava Bishayna Kayobim in Mitzvahs, even though Nokrin, I'm reading the Rambam in the second sheet, on the side, even though Nokrim are not Chayv HaMitzvahs, in Nosu Mehen, if they did, Mehen sounds like plural, any of these mitzvahs, Dover, and Shum Dover, any of them, Yesh Lehen, sounds fine. They get some reward, meaning, what means some is that they don't get the full reward because they're Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa. The Gemara in Kedushin says that a person who's not obligated doesn't get the same reward as someone who's obligated. Does that mean that Iker Shalonu? This is one of our basic premises. One of the commentators say this means, he's quoting the Gemara in Kedushin that says that there is reward to an Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa. A person who's not obligated does get the reward. So we say we have this principle. It's a principle in Shas, and Eino Mitzvah V'Aisa gets reward. Therefore, if a guy does any mitzvah, Shum Dover, they get reward. Since they get reward by saying the mitzvahs kayomim. So therefore, it's truma. So the Rambam says, the Chanda Mishnah is, this is truma deraisa, because a guy has mitzvahs, at least on some level, but ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. What's very fascinating is that the Rambam has his Yad Chazaka, which was written later, and he actually argues with himself. It's very rare, I don't say very rare, but it's not that common. Usually the Rambam does not argue with himself. Usually the Rambam is a Beres Mishnayos, and in his Halachic Sefer, obviously usually agree. But it is possible that he could change his mind, and therefore, in later period, he would change by something else. So here, the Rambam, which is going on Halachic Tesvav, and that is, everyone says this is based on the Mishnah, which the Rambam quote. You look in the Radvaz, and there it says he quotes that Mishnah. So now the Paragim of Truma, the last two lines in the page, Mishnah Truma is Mantes, I'm not going to was in Truma. So this Rambam in Hilchot Truma is based on that Mishnah in Truma, the Paragim Mishnah is on. And the Rambam says, Hanokri Shehifrish Truma Mishalom, Din Torah Sheino Truma. Doesn't work. Fisheino Kayyim. It says in the Mishnah work, it's me Debrayim. It's a Drabbanan. Rambam explains that it's suspicious fact that a non-Jew gives truma makes us suspect that why would a non-Jew give truma? It makes us suspect that maybe really is the Jewish, is it, really the money doesn't belong to a non-Jew, the money belongs to a Jew, and he just doesn't want everyone to know how much money he has, so he gives it to the guy to hold for him, but since he wants to give truma to the Jew, so he tells the non-Jew to give truma. So therefore, since there's a possibility that it's really Jewish money, and the non-Jew is really giving the truma as a representative of the Jew who's giving truma on his own produce, so therefore, mitrabanan, they said it's truma. So we have an interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. That the Rambam in the Beresh Mishnayot says that when a non-Jew gives truma, it's da'awa truma, midiraisa, midina. Why is it a good truma, midina, from the, really, because if a guy does a mitzvah, there is some kind of certain amount of schar. Therefore, it's a good truma. The Rambam himself, in his Yad Chazaka, says that really if a non-Jew would give truma from his own produce, if he really knew for sure it's his own produce, if it derives, it would not be truma. And it's only a drabana that a truma, because of the gzeira, maybe it's Jewish money. So it's not clear what the argument is revolves around, but it would sound like, on a most simple level, that the two Rambams are arguing on this question, whether a non-Jew can do a mitzvah. The Rambam in the Beresh Mishnayot pretty clearly seems to say that a non-Jew can do a mitzvah. He's talking about plural, all mitzvahs, and they get a certain amount of schar. Therefore, the truma is truma deraisa. Well, the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka says that a non-Jew would seemingly hold that a non-Jew cannot do a mitzvah. Therefore, the truma is not truma. Therefore, he had the Rambam had to say that it's truma drabana. So, superficially, it would sound like very interesting that the Rambam himself was debating this question between the Pirish Mishnayot, which was written earlier, and the Yom Chazaka. The Maisa, we do find this Machlokes, so to speak, relatively clearly, not so clear, in the Ramban. He said this whole question is based on a Gemara in Kedusha, where that's the source of Eina Metzua Aisa. And so the Ramban, that's the last sheet, just to skip because we want to, the Ramban, where the footnote 114 is in the second column, about a third of the way down. So it starts the last word, the last word is Avo on the line. Avo Misha Osa Mitzvah Kitzara Kitikuna. Person who does a mitzvah properly, Abba Bishal Mistami, either he's not commanded, who, bad, he's not commanded that mitzvah. What's an example? Kigom Noshim V'Goyim. Noshim and Goyim. The Kabim Alein Schar. They get reward. Shekol Drefef Adarki Noam. They call the Shiva Hashanah. Because every mitzvah has a reason, and therefore they get a reward. But what's interesting, if you look at the footnote 114, this is an unusual print. It's the only print Yeshiva has, regretfully. That's what I use. But he says that the word Goyim comes from the Ksav Yad, and in a standard Ramban, you will not find the word Goyim in there. So apparently there were two girses in the Ramban. There's, you know, the standard Ramban is also written from the Ksav Yad. So our standard Ramban wrote Noshim and does not have the word Goyim. And other Ksav Yad have the word Goyim. So therefore, it seems superficially the two Ksav Yad were arguing on this question. Now, we don't know which one came first, but you know, assuming that someone did not like the word Goyim and took it out, or someone wanted the word Goyim and put it in, I don't know. But whichever one it is, it seems to be a machlokes between the two Ksav Yad, that the standard Ksav Yad the Ramban that we have that's printed in the regular traditional Ramban does not have the word Goyim in there. And it seems to say that the only time we have a din of Eina Metzua V'Aisa is by women. And the Ramban in the Ksav Yad adds Goyim. Just to finish off, it's an interesting question. And finish, we have in the what seems to come out, at least in the, if you look in the more modern Sfarim Moshe, definitely comes out that a guy does not have a mitzvah at all, which would seem to be the maskana of the Rambam, and which is not like this Gersa in the Rambam. What's interesting is that is an explanation that's given, we make a bracha. We say, Asher Kedushanu Mimitzvosav Betzivanu. So the simple pshat in the bracha is, Shasher Kedushanu Mimitzvosav, how do we get the Kedusha of a mitzvah? By doing a mitzvah, we become Kaddish. The problem is, if the Kedushanu Mimitzvosav is by doing the mitzvah, so what does it say Betzivanu? The Tzivanu comes before we do the mitzvah. It's out of order. Shasher Tzivanu, and then Kedushanu. So the simple translation is Asher Kisham Mitzvah. How did Hashem make us Kaddish? By Tzivanu and giving us a Tzivui, and now they gave us a Tzivui, we're going to actually do the mitzvah. But that's not exactly grammatically correct, but it says Vitzivanu, it is above. And according to the simple Pshat, it would be Shesivanu. Asher Kisham Mitzvah, Shesivanu, that he commanded us. So according to this Pshat that we're saying, that goyim don't have the mitzvahs, so there are those that explain the bracha very nicely, that in order, before Hashem even gave the tzivah the mitzvah, Hashem had to make Jews different than goyim, so that should be able to accept the mitzvah. A goy cannot get a mitzvah, according to this pshat. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to go ahead, and Asher Kedushanu Mitzvosav, he gave a special kedusha to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael can do mitzvahs. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov can do mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael can do mitzvahs. That's an earlier, that's even before you do the mitzvah. There was an earlier, first stage was, Hashem was kishanah b'mitzvasa. He gave us a precondition that we're able to do mitzvahs. Then, now that Klal Yisrael can do, have a precondition, then Hashem did a second step, another chesed, and he actually Tzivanu moved us from the level of Eina Mitzvah Ba'isa to Mitzvah Ba'isa. But a goy who doesn't have a Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah would, according to this reading of the bracha, could not even do a mitzvah, which again, I say it seems to be the majority opinion, though apparently it is a machlokes. Pashut Pshat, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, and one Gersa in the Ramban seems to say clearly that a goy could do a mitzvah. But Moshe, he says that the maskana of most people at the end of the day is that a goy is not, is no iser, but it's not, it doesn't have any hashivit when a goy does a mitzvah.
Fascinating. David, oh. David.